Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
This is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
This is where Kiva wants us to call everyone messy bitches.
No. We're back, bitches. Ew.
Yeah, I know, gross.
Actually saying that.
Wait, can you imagine a Kiva calling someone a messy bitch?
Like, so do we have a Kiva on Mess Magnets only for that soundbite?
You're right, we do. For the people that don't know, Akiva works at the Daddy Network. He does a lot of random things, and he really wishes we called y'all the messy bitches instead of the messengers. And I was like, we can't call our listeners bitches. And now we've said bitches too many times.
We reached our quota.
But anyways, thankfully, we've got something very special for you today.
Yes.
We are not alone. We have our first guest.
guess who it is.
Guess who? On Mess Magnets, Tori is here. Tori is a host of the Ready to Be Petty podcast and is the entire reason I got back into pop culture. So she's kind of the reason I'm on Mess Magnets. Tori, how are you?
I'm so good. I totally just realized that I am your first guest, which is such an honor and a privilege.
It's as you deserve.
Thank you.
We wouldn't have it any other way. Let's be real.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God. Exciting. We're so glad you're here. And just everyone knows, you know, because we're messy, we maybe didn't give Tori everything ahead of time to know. And I love that Tori's like, no, I got it. Like,
she knows everything.
Please. It's amazing.
I feel like that is, you know, how everyone's like, what could you give like a 20-minute PowerPoint presentation on with no prep? Mine is definitely like celebrity gossip and pop culture. Yes. So we're all good.
I love that. Oh my God. But yes, I feel like today, as the title says, we're going to get petty with it. And please tell everyone, Tori, though, about your podcast and what they should be checking out in addition to Mess Magnets.
Yes. Yeah. If you like the vibe of Mess Magnets, you'll definitely like Ready to Be Petty. I'm talking all about celebrity gossip, reality TV, and pop culture. It's juicy. It's fun. No problem is too small to gripe about.
Period.
On this podcast.
Another swag item. No problem too small.
No problem too small.
Oh my God, I love that. And thank you everyone for leaving us reviews. And make sure if you haven't already, download the podcast from the Mess Magnets feed and leave us 5-star reviews only. I appreciate it because we even got a suggestion and even that was a 5-star review. So I appreciate the precedent we have set for the podcast because that's exactly how you should be reviewing podcasts. You can give suggestions. It's fine, but don't give less than 5 stars.
No, 5 stars only. That's the way it is. And again, just remember, if you're on the Mess Magnets feed, you get it earlier than on the reality TV wrap-up feed. So the information could already have expired by the time you get it on the wrap-up. So you shouldn't be listening to the main feed. Come on.
Come over here.
I was the first subscriber.
Oh my God, a queen. A seat, first subscriber, first guest. It all works out. Okay.
Baby. Oh my God.
Okay. But also, we're on Twitter, Kirsten.
Oh, right. Like yes, that's a new development.
Yes. Listen, the Daddy Network said, you know, we got to get the name out there. And we were like, how do we do that? Duh, by being messy on Twitter. So as if your feeds weren't messy enough, we've now literally shown up.
And we are out here being messy. And I have had a moment of like tweeting from one account and then going to my account to also reply to the tweet. And I feel like a loser. So really please follow Mess Magnets on Twitter so that I feel like less of a loser.
And interact with us because I obviously do that. If you can tell which tweets are mine.
It'll be like a tweet and then it'll be like 3 seconds later, whichever one of us tweeted it replies to it like, ha ha.
Stop. We love to have conversations with ourselves. That's why we're such good podcasters. What do you mean? It works. That's why I'm good at my job.
I saw my dad and his girlfriend for Father's Day this weekend. And his girlfriend was like, oh, are you still doing your like podcast thing? And I was like,
that little thing.
Like, once again, it's a job. Like, it's the way I can afford to live here. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh my God. My 10-year-old niece was in town and she was just like, oh, what are you doing? Why are you going upstairs to play Goose Goose Duck? So I was like, oh, you know, I'm like on. Like, my friends are on Twitch. And she's like, Twitch? You know about Twitch? I was like, yes, you are 10. I know about Twitch.
You're like, yeah, how do you know about Twitch?
So funny. My God. And then she was showing me TikTok. So I feel like for this weekend, I was cool. So that's why I'm in another zone coming into this podcast.
That's so funny. Well, my family still thinks I'm like blogging.
But your mom listens.
My mom does listen, but like my extended family's like, how's the blog going? I'm like,
it's great.
Yeah, my mom is just like, people pay you for this. And I was like, Mom, don't mess up my bag.
No, literally, like, and like, it's, listen, we're not sitting out here like making like a full income from it or anything. It's our side hustle situation.
Listen, and we do it because it's fun.
We love it. Absolutely. We love it so much.
Thank you.
My dad's girlfriend was like, well, you can't rely on that.
We not. Okay.
And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I have a full-time job. Like, with the government.
Literally.
Oh my God. I can't.
Okay. Like, anyways.
Anyways,
support the people in your life that are creative and learn the difference between a podcast and a blog. Yeah,
truly. No, never do.
Oh my God. But I feel like we have to get into like petty news because I'm ready. Yes. I don't know if y'all are. Sorry to like move us along.
No, please don't apologize for that.
Great. But anyway, everyone reached out to us because at Mess Magnets, we'd like to be a little relevant. So we said, oh, maybe this is too late. But as soon as said Twitter at Mess Magnets started, people were like, you gotta talk elephant. You gotta talk elephant.
Yeah.
So here we are, because this is the headline petty. You know what I mean? Like, what is pettier than an elephant?
It's the one thing we know about elephants is that they never forget, literally.
Oh, my God. Right? Yes. Yes. I'm so scared. It's like elephants and crows.
Oh, my God. Literally, because crows remember human faces.
Yes.
So I, like, a demon. Every time I see a crow, I smile at them because I think that, like, they'll see my friendly face and remember me.
Oh, my God. I'm literally dying. Oh my, that is so funny.
I'm going to get you a crow pin so they'll think you're one of them.
Yeah.
No, they see something shiny and they'll want to take
it. Attack you. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny.
No, I literally, a woman got attacked by a crow in front of me last summer. I was walking. I was not that far from her. So like, if we were by their nest, they should have attacked me too. But she got swooped not once, but two times. And I was unswooped. And I think it's because I smile at the crows.
And you couldn't help the woman because then you would be going against them.
Then they're going to come get your house. Just like the elephants did.
They'll find me.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
So funny.
I just know that, you know, if like you get dreams about crows and like if crows show up, it's like someone's being a trickster in your life.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like crow energy, which is like not good energy. And you need to like. Oh. It's that you're starting something new and like something's going well and there's like trickster energy in your life. So be careful, y'all, with that crow energy.
Smile at the crows so they don't trick you.
Yeah. Or you could be like me and just run into them in London when you get off the tube. Oh my God. I literally headbutted a crow.
Oh my God. And if you ever go back to that tube station, you're going to get swooped because they'll remember
you. They'll remember you.
Yeah, it was horrible. And it was my birthday too. I was like, please, crow, leave me alone. Okay. But anyway, yes.
So this elephant in particular is the big newsmaker because they did a straight up murder. It's not funny, but
I know. Why did you have to phrase it like straight up?
Did a murder.
It's what they did.
Yeah. Do you have a murder giggle?
It's like a tragic story.
Yeah, and I'm just giggling.
Yes, yes.
No, it's so mean. And again, this happened in India, in Odisha, and it's like an elderly woman.
So sad.
She was like reportedly killed by an elephant. Oh my God. And apparently she was like collecting water.
Yeah, she was getting water.
I know. Like, that's sad.
So, like, it's obviously very sad. But I do think there's more to the story.
Yes.
And on multiple levels, To me, the true villains here are humans, but not necessarily this specific human.
Exactly.
Because, like, I retweeted a thread about this on the Mess Magnets Twitter where it, like, really goes into, like, the part of India and, you know, where this woman would be falling on, like, the social hierarchy and how there wouldn't be a lot of opportunity to make money. A lot of people in this situation get forced into basically helping out poachers or else like they won't be able to feed their family and they'll all die. So like, it's not her fault specifically, but allegedly this woman used to like help the poachers get baby elephants, which is really sad.
And the elephant remembers.
Yeah, especially if you take their baby. Can you imagine? Because
Oh my God.
Because animals are even, I mean, like, so protective over their children, even more than humans, but like we're animals too, but you know what I mean. And it's so unfortunate because social media users claimed that she threw stones at the elephant while the poachers took away the elephant's baby, but like Snoops can find Snoops.
Yeah, we don't have any actual evidence of that.
But if
it is true, it's because of larger socioeconomic issues that are humans' faults.
100%.
But not only, like, first of all, this elephant trampled said lady and then came back to the funeral.
This is when the elephant was like, this is my moment.
Yeah, literally. It's like, I feel like people will, like, joke about, like, I'm going to like eat pancakes on your grave, or like I will dance,
on your grave.
And this elephant did just that. They went back to the funeral for a second trampoline.
Oh,
it's so sad, but like every part of the story is just so absurd that it makes me want to laugh. I think just because I'm so uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. But just the idea of the elephant showing, because that's actually like
to back up.
And what are you going to do to stop an elephant, right? Like, imagine
you run away.
You're literally over here. Oh my God, my loved one, older woman passed away. How are we going to make money now? Because we can't help these horrible ass poachers, blah, blah, blah. And then here comes said killer. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
But like, also wait. Do they know 100% that it's the same elephant? Like,
but for this story, listen.
How? It could be a different elephant.
No. Because then, like, there was a herd, the herd of 12 showed up and damaged at least 3 houses in that village. So, first of all, the elephants had a meeting, okay? Yeah. And they said, they went to Elephant Rock and said, if anyone watches Mowgli, and they said, okay, we're going to get the ass. How are we gonna do it?
And then they're like, with a plan,
attack.
Yeah, and executed it to perfection.
Perfection.
It's so sad. Like, it's so sad.
And what are you gonna do? Suckers? Nothing. You just watch.
Yeah, like the headline, I was LOLing, but the more that I think about it, I actually want to cry because thinking about grieving at someone's funeral and then like,
yeah,
the thing that you're so mad at appears like.
And probably what? Like ran towards it too.
Oh, yeah. Like that was like, it was definitely not like a slow moving
thing.
Like
it was like
they had a mission and they went and they did what they had to do.
Yeah.
So sad for everybody involved.
I know.
But the way it's being reported on, again, I like Tori said, I can't help it, LOL.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's so silly. But like I said, I don't know what India is doing. Like, I mean, first of all, they're doing each other because why we got a billion people in the country? And then it's like, please, it's too much. Stop it. And then it's like, what is India doing that like constantly these ridiculous ass stories keep coming? Like, we talked about the marriages, right? And now the elephants. Like, why? Maybe like, stop doing stupid shit. And then you're like, no, the colonizers did this to us. It's not us. Because, yeah, and the WWF, the Worldwide Wildlife Foundation, like, you know, talked about this because habitat loss is actually a big issue.
Yeah.
And like I said, because there's a billion people in the damn country, where are they going to go? And so elephants now have to like seek alternative food sources from farms and, you know, all of this because they've replaced their homes. And then now they're like become large and destructive animals. And now small farmers can lose their livelihood because of an elephant raid. Like, my God.
Yeah.
Truly. I can't.
Yeah. Truly the petty bit is humanity in this story.
That part.
And even though we wish it was.
That part.
Yeah. Literally.
And like, it's a thing in India where, like in Mumbai, where I'm from, tigers are the big one. Where tigers, because again, Mumbai is the most populated city, I believe, in the country. So imagine a billion people and like, what, half of them are in Mumbai. And it's, the tigers are constantly killing people. And during the pandemic, when it was locked down, a bunch of birds and wildlife returned to Mumbai that hadn't been seen in like years because of all of this. So it's just, it's really unfortunate and horrible, but also, my God, like this outfit is a G.
Now all I can think of is at the start of COVID when everyone is like, wow, humans were the pandemic all along. Correct. Look at the wildlife.
And then we just carried on.
And then we were like, you know what? We miss normal. Let's go back to the office.
Oh my God. So dark.
But it's just, it's so wild, y'all. The elephant is just, don't mess with elephants. Don't be stupid.
Okay? Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Again, they literally never forget. That's the one
thing. Yeah, that's what they're known for, is never forgetting.
Did y'all like grow up with that elephant story, or was that in India only? Where like there was someone that elephant used to put its trunk in someone's window to get water and it would get pinched, like, or pricked every time. And then eventually. Okay.
Yeah.
And eventually. Years later, the elephant like came back and that person who would prick it needed water and the elephant just like sprayed water on it and left.
I love that.
Like, elephant's been petty is the point. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. All knew.
I know. And then there was another, like, I'm not going to go super into it, but like at AL or AI Hindiffy on Twitter. Anyway, did a whole thread about an elephant named Leah, who's just as vengeful. And my favorite is that David is the name. I don't know. The most dominant one was named Leah, or L-E-A-H or L-E-A. Who cares? She ain't reading this.
Watch out. If Leah reads that tweet, it's over for you, David.
You're done. Oh, David Attenborough, though. Maybe that's not his name.
Okay. I don't think that tweet's registered.
Here I am getting got. Because I was like, wait, let me read the whole name. Look at it. But yeah, Leah apparently hated dogs. And she's always collecting stones to throw at dogs that she sees.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and because the head keeper kept taking the stones away and they sweeped her cage every day, Leah finally was saving one stone for a while and threw it at the head keeper.
Listen, you're not going to catch me dissing an elephant. That's like the one thing today. Team Leah, good job. Yeah, I hope you injured that man.
Yeah, he suffered a mild concussion and had a black eye.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they can probably read and also hear and understand English. Exactly. So I'm not
you're
saying anything.
To this podcast right now.
Oh my God. So just I needed you all to know that about Leah, too. Like, it's international. OK,
totally. I think we have learned, like, don't put animals in captivity. And
thank you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. This is I could just never be like a zookeeper or work with animals in general because I'm scared of crows. Like,
full circle.
Yeah. I love them.
Oh my God. And elephants and dogs are never supposed to be like in the same hood. So elephant is like, what the heck is this little wolf showing up for?
Yeah.
Like a wolf is going to attack me. So I got to attack it first.
But the way that they knew to save the stone, like there's some evil deep rooted.
And thing. Because the head keeper said, okay, ma'am, don't throw it at the dog. So she said, got it. And then threw it at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Levels to this shit. Okay. Levels. Don't fuck with them.
This is incredible.
Oh my God. All right.
Okay.
Just listen. Y'all asked for it. And we gave you the mess magnet.
I hope that we lived up to your expectation on our elephant discussion. And I don't want to hear from one person, you weren't sensitive enough about the loss of human
life. We tried it, okay?
Oh, my God. We truly
care.
Tried.
We care that a woman died. It's just a really ridiculous headline.
And, I'm from India. Like, I understand. Like, these people stay dying. Because they're getting sick of encroaching on people.
And the pictures that they used for every single article was just like the angriest elephant.
like we used for this.
Yeah,
podcast.
Like the one we used when the podcast drops story, you're going to see a really unhinged animal.
It's really creepy. It's honestly, get out.
It's majestic as hell. Again, I would never say anything bad about an elephant ever.
Truly. I love elephants. I think they're so cute. And I get it.
I love them. My mom used to buy me a stuffed animal elephant for like everything. And at one point I had like, I think 20. And then now I have none because my dad got rid of all of my things.
Stop.
I would have probably kept one elephant, but
You would have probably kept all, but
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My studio apartment is half elephant stuffed
animal. That's like you're one side.
You're like, let's climb into bed. And then you're like, let's just remove 15 elephant stuffed.
No, she surrounds herself with them. They all have specific, like, according to their needs.
But I need this many elephants. It's just totally normal stuff.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay. Send Kirsten elephant.
No.
Money. Send her money.
Send me money. PayPal.me/Kirsten said what? I think we should take a quick break before we move on to something. I feel like I'm saying it's a little more serious, but like the death of a woman is super serious. I'm sorry.
It's truly not.
Horrible. But we're just going to take a quick break and we will be right back. And we're back. So refreshing.
I love
ourselves.
It. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, now I feel like, it's time for less petty things, but still we're staying petty, bro. Because, Corey, I know you saw halftime as well. Because I think it's time.
I assigned it to her. I assigned it to her.
Why are you at homework?
I literally got a text from Tori on Saturday that was like, I watch halftime and I'm caught up on the Kardashians. Is there anything else I need to watch? Like, do I have any more homework? And I was like, no, please watch what you want.
No, you were like, read this elephant story.
Oh my God.
You were like, well, we're talking about the elephant story.
Yeah, Tori was like, as if I didn't know.
Yeah, but it was a tight 90-minute doc, which I am all for. And I love J-Lo. Like,
yes.
I feel like there's some things that, like, She's just like the complete opposite of me as a human. But I really, truly do love her. So I had to watch it.
And J-Lo still got it because I saw Marry Me this year. And guess what? It was adorable and wonderful and great. And so she still got it.
Yeah. And she has another rom-com coming out in like a month.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like J-Lo said, rom-coms are back, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I know J-Lo from. I mean, obviously her music too, but first was all the rom-coms. Like that was it. Made in Manhattan. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. A classic.
With Voldemort? What?
Stop. Is that Voldemort?
Yes.
Oh my God. It so is. That's just
Ralph Fiennes.
That ruined Made in Manhattan for me.
Oh, I mean, Ralph Fiennes is like a very talented actor.
And attractive.
Yeah.
He has a nose in Made in Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
And not red eyes.
And like a human
and hair.
I mean, bald men, just as hot. I could do it.
I mean, just as hot. I think it depends on the man. It depends on the man. Some men bald just as hot. Some men, the hairline is punishment for their crime.
100%. Can I just say like one small thing? I'm really worried about Harry Styles' hairline.
You think?
Yes. Please, like, Google.
I'm looking now. I'm looking right now.
Yeah. I'm just really nervous for him.
You know what? Honestly, it's a little concerning on the sides there. It's getting pretty deep. Getting pretty deep back. But, like, I'm saying that as someone who is experiencing the same thing as a 30-year-old woman. Like, my hairline, I'm showing it to the people. Like, it's not good.
Literally,
I have a five head.
I'm literally one to talk. I've been putting, like, a product on, like, in my hair to grow my, like, these pieces.
I just have a five head.
I've been using the Ordinary hair serum.
Me too, and it does not work. I used two full bottles and I was like, this did nothing.
But it feels really nice on your scalp when you put it on.
It's all in your head. No pun intended.
I think you're supposed to use rosemary oil.
Yeah, that's what the TikTokers say.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, so I feel like I love J-Lo. I followed her forever. Love her music. So when this came out, just so folks know, it's called Halftime, but it also is like a play because she's looking ahead at the second half of her life as she turns 50, which is why it's called Halftime. And I don't know about if y'all knew this, but, I didn't because I did some research. And basically, when the producer got involved with the film, most of the film hadn't happened. Like it was supposed to be a completely different story. Mm-hmm. And then when it was just supposed to be like she's coming to the end of a residency in Vegas. Oh. And, you know, now she's like trying to figure out what's next in her life. And then Hustlers came. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everything else came on. And they basically had to bring in another director. The producing partner decided, like, we need to change everything.
That is absolutely wild. I also want to say before we get too deep into it, I have seen some people who've watched this documentary and they're just like, I don't know, like, who cares? And I just want to say, like, we at the very least, you have to give this documentary the same grace that people were giving, like, Taylor Swift's Miss Americana documentary, which was, like, literally, like, it was nothing.
It was not a documentary.
It was just her being like, I have to tell people I care about human rights. That's so hard for me. So, like, if people were going to pay attention to that and think that that was okay, like, then you have to recognize that this is a much, like, better and more important product.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Thanks.
It still, though, like, was heavily edited. Like, example, A-Rod was just edited out of the entire thing.
Yeah,
as like he should be.
Yeah, like I'm okay with that, absolutely. And but like, it's like Ben, that's just not how. Like, it's not a documentary where it's like this is just like the raw footage, like clipped together. I'm assuming that's what a documentary is.
It's like, well, it's like, not like a documentary that's just like, we're telling you exactly what the story is as it happened. It's like a documentary, but we're going to tell you what we want you to
know. Exactly. And then the little Ben cameo at the end. Yeah.
The Ben stuff was hilarious, right? Because, and we can get it out of the way, because, like, please get out of here, dude. Because they talked a lot about racism, which I don't know why I just didn't, I forgot about, which is horrible to say, but I forgot about racism towards her. Sorry, let me rephrase. Because they shared with her, you know, like, about how she was literally laughed at in the early 2000s, and Jimmy Kimmel's ass, and Conan O'Brien were telling racist jokes, South Park just being South Park, featured a puppet, singing a song saying like, I'll give you taco flavored kisses and all this just like horrible, horrible stuff. And then it's like, Ben Affleck gets a message from a publication. Don't get friendly with the help, let alone marry them. Shut up, bitch. Whoever said that to Ben Affleck.
Literally. Truly. Yeah. Truly. Shut up. Here's the question. Tori, were Ben Affleck and J-Lo ever a real relationship?
I hate you.
Stop. I feel like, okay, so like, we don't have to like get like super into it, but this is like the one PR couple I like will back up. Like, I
want it to be real. So
I want it to be real horrible. So bad.
You know, he is horrible.
He's horrible. Why could it be PR? You know what I mean? Like, to me, if it was PR, she would just be with Maluma, who was in Marry Me.
Yes.
Like, now that's a let me come back. Okay.
But
everyone,
mean,
check out Felice,
like,
Los 4 music video. You're welcome. Okay.
If I was Ben Affleck, I would only want to be with J-Lo because miraculously he gets hot when she's around.
But who cares about him?
Well, but like, if I were him, like,
yeah,
I would want to be
with
her. Right. But my point is, J-Lo don't need that. She can have her pick. And absolutely. I don't. That's unfortunately love. Ugh. Unfortunate. Because like Ben Affleck even says that, oh, doesn't this bother you when they were showing all the racism? And she's like, and then, you know, she said to him, I'm Latina. Like, you don't expect it because you expect to be treated fairly. And I'm just like, wake up, white men. Like, my God. Like, how can it not bother her, for one? And then secondly, like, how do you not expect her to get this kind of pushback?
And it's like, what is her response supposed to be when she's experiencing racism and experiencing bad behavior? And then her like white man boyfriend is just like, oh, doesn't that bother you? Like, what are you? Like, yeah, obviously it does. Like, what are you supposed to say to that?
Like, wake up, buttercup.
Like, my God. No, I magically am not impacted by that. Well, no, everyone's affected by stuff like that.
Yeah, that was so weird. And yeah, again, it kind of gave insight into the relationship of like, if you can't talk about that, like, what are you talking about? Or if like, if that person can't be your like greatest ally, then who is? So yeah, that was alarming. But I think the pieces, you were like, oh, I forgot that this happened. And it's like, all of this stuff coming out about women in like the 90s and 2000s being treated like shit by usually white men, mm-hmm. like interviewing them and then the public, and then her intersecting identities with being Latina. Like, it's really sad. And like, I always think of her butt as like how everyone was like, oh my God, this is like so controversial. Like, it's huge and like gross. Like, everyone wants to be like Kate Moss skinny at this time. Mm-hmm. And then like it completely shifted. And yeah, it just, I don't know, what a career to be able to overcome all of that.
Yeah. And the documentary literally said, which again, I don't know if it's the truth, but that Google Images was basically created because of her Versace dress.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's so
and
true.
I was like, that's a flex in my life that I wish I could have.
Google Images was created
Yeah.
Yeah. Google like web page was yeah, already there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many people just wanted to see the pictures that they exactly. were like, oh, let's add a tab.
Yes. Yes. Which yeah. is so iconic. Like, oh my
Literally.
God.
Yeah.
And it's wild. Like if your body, you know, doesn't have or it doesn't meet like the basic Hollywood standards, then it's like you're not the norm or and like white. Blonde white women, blonde skinny white women are like the mold, and anything mm-hmm. outside of that is like, oh, you're a trailblazer, you're amazing despite your not perfect body. And it's like, shut up, because mm-hmm. she says it in the documentary where she's like, but in my house everyone looks like this. Yeah, so I don't understand.
And the thing too, like, what's wild is I feel like JLo was almost held up as like, oh wow, this is like the body positivity of like basically calling her a fat woman because yeah. she wasn't like Kate Moss skinny. And it's like, that is so absurd that that is where we were at, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because like, obviously she is like a curvier woman than like was the, you know, quote unquote mm-hmm. ideal at the time. But like, in no circumstances has she been like big, and she was treated as though she was, which is just absolutely.
Yeah. And she was ridiculed for like a natural body part. And then yes. years later, it was co-opted by white women. Like it's and then, okay. And then people are starting to take out their BBLs now. So it's like, it's really
yeah.
like, it's wild how body parts can be like in vogue. And it just shows you that, like, just love your, sorry to be like earnest all of a sudden, but like, just
no, but it's
love
true.
Your body the way it is right now, because like, even if it's not what's like super trendy, like it'll be in trend one day.
Yeah. Just no, wait on it.
No, that's not it. But like,
that's as close to being earnest as we'll accept on the message.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh no, my God.
But like, it's going to be, it's, like trends come and go, and yeah,
and you don't need like to, whatever the Kardashians are doing, don't just like be like, yeah, that's what I want for my body.
Yeah, we don't
got money
that.
To take yes. it in and out. You do not.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yeah, like, oh my God, pouring one out for all the like influencers who paid mm-hmm. to get BBLs, and now they have to find a way to get them removed.
Yeah. Bless Sad. Your heart. But also, I feel like I will say, I can't believe it, but I cried when all of the Super Bowl performance stuff was happening. And I will say, Jennifer Lopez herself, you know, shares that she doesn't feel like she's a political person, but seeing kids in cages is, you know, what was a tipping point for her. And as an immigrant, that really, like that really stood out for me, because yeah, it's so hard to hear, you know, like someone that's allegedly the freaking president of the United States, whatever, talking about immigrants. And I don't mean to make this political, because I whatever, this is not the space for it. But it's just, as an immigrant, it's so hard to constantly hear that. And as an Asian, right, like Indian Asian woman, it's different for us. And, you know, we benefit from a lot of white supremacy habits as well. So I want to name that too, that I don't think Indians struggle in the same way that Latinos do. But anyway, so it was so wild, because that's what was her arc of her Super Bowl performance. And I don't know how y'all felt because when I watched the documentary, I was like, where's this Shakira drama that the press yeah. sold me?
Yeah, like yeah. truly, there's like one scene where Jennifer Lopez is going through the specific time frame that they have to mm-hmm. do the act, and how it's like 29 minutes, and that's including setting up and taking down the stage, and you know, you want to get in this number of songs, and so you have like 30 seconds per song, like, and because there's two of them, they'll each basically have 6 minutes. And so I guess like the one quote of her being like, oh, this was a horrible idea to have like two people do it, that was spun into like a whole controversy. And it's like, okay, well, we're just like, we're really reaching here.
And yeah. she says it to Shakira. That's the wild part. Like, she's on the phone with Shakira and she's like, this is horrible. I can't believe they did this to us. And instead of like talking about that and how, listen, I didn't even put in our notes the NFL stuff because like just shut. Please.
The NFL needs to figure their shit out.
Yeah, like please, I'm not even gonna talk about the NFL, stupid idiots. So, but you know, to like, how is J-Lo or Shakira not a one headliner that you would watch a Super Bowl performance for? That's number one, my biggest question out of all of this.
Yeah, yeah, that was wild to me too. And you're right about the headlines; like, it made her seem like a horrendous person. When the context was that the NFL didn't believe that it would be great enough to just have one Latina woman and that they needed two, which is so ironic because like Shakira has been the like World Cup like ambassador, literally, which I feel like is watched like almost to like the same extent around the world as the NFL.
Way more.
It's way more. Yeah, it must be more because one is like really focused on US and then the rest is like worldwide. And then, yeah, that was pulled way out of context. Also, I feel like she was set up to be the main and like only performer.
Yes.
And then they were like, oh no, we also need Shakira. So it was like, I would feel the exact same way as her. And like, I also like, I think another thing that I really learned, and this has been talked about for the entirety of J-Lo's career, mm-hmm. is her diva behavior. And I'm putting that in air quotes,
yes.
but like, is just like asking for basic respect as like the talent and performer. And she's like continuously has done that throughout her career. But for everyone's made it like such a big deal. And that was, yeah, the way that they spun this Shakira bullshit.
Yeah, it was so frustrating. And yeah, Tori, because Kirsten, I'm sure you were probably screaming when Hamish Hamilton, I believe was his name, like the show director. First mm-hmm. of all, it's all these like, I'm assuming white men, at least the ones we saw on the documentary were white, are like, oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. And it's like, who? You don't even understand anything. Shut up. And then he didn't want Kirsten, the female symbol, on stage.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then the pole and like just like literally everything. Yeah, it was so frustrating.
So I find that part actually really interesting because, like, you know, the female symbol does not symbolize womanhood for everyone who's a woman, right? And so I think that that's, like, the core issue of, like, mm-hmm. oh, maybe that's not the thing to do. But the way he describes it as yes. we shouldn't do this is, like, oh, well, I'm sure that's been done before, like, many Super Bowls ago. Like, yeah, famously, the Super Bowl is all about women's empowerment, Hamish.
Yeah.
But, like, wake up, Hamish.
And, like, he's just kind of like, yeah, from, like, an identity politics point of view. And I'm just like, okay, shut up. Like, all you really had to say is, like, I actually don't think that the like female symbol is actually representative and maybe we could find another way to show that. Yeah. And that actually maybe has a point. But the way he said, like, I was like, really? Like, this is how you're expressing that thought?
Yeah, 100%. That was awful.
And it's also her show. You know, that's where it was getting frustrating because if it's her show, she should be able to do a few things that she wanted. And because this is when she also wanted cages on stage for kids to be in cages while Let's Get Loud and Born in America. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Born in the USA.
Sorry. Oh my God. Sorry, Bruce Springsteen. Was
I hope he's listening and he's mad.
Oh my God. An honor. You know, was playing because that is the truth. That is what was happening in that moment. And I love that the NFL at first didn't say anything. And then the day before the show started their nonsense.
Like, yeah. And it's like, even God. Like, what are you supposed to do the day before? Like, they can't re-choreograph and do a whole new Super Bowl show the day before. Like, who do you think they are? They're not magicians. Like, these are
totally
and performers and real people.
And children.
Literally children. Exactly.
Yeah, like you cannot change the choreo for the children.
Being a child that's going to get to perform in the halftime show with J-Lo, and then the NFL's like, no, no children because they can't be in cages.
Yeah. And again,
one time the NFL cares about kids in cages. Right.
Yeah. Well, it was the whole thing was so performative of like having two Latina women and then as like, I guess, a political statement and then not actually allowing them to speak.
Like, fuck.
And it's wild because they're in Miami. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like, oh, that's why you wanted two Latino women or any Latinos at all. And oh, it's just, it's so messy. And I love that she pushed back and she said, you know, I want to give you something with substance. And she got some pushback because she said like effing belly dancing, because that's what Shakira is known for. And that's part of Shakira's heritage. But I think what she was trying to say, because she said shaking our effing asses and belly dancing. So I think she was more just saying, like, we want to do more than that and, like, give, let us be.
Yeah, I think that was her speaking for both of them, not putting down what Shakira does.
Exactly.
Like, she also talked, again, as you said, about, like, shaking their asses, right? She's like, we want to make a statement. We don't want to just, like, dance and, like, sing and look pretty. We want to actually say something.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, that was the second biggest headline, was that J-Lo was insulting Shakira's dancing. Those were like literally the only two headlines that I saw before going into this.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. So it goes basically from there into the award shows and Hustlers.
Oof.
And basically how like J-Lo, I don't think ever went into Hustlers thinking that it was going to be like a critical darling or that it was going to receive nominations. But then the movie started doing well and people started giving her that expectation that maybe it would win and maybe she would win an award for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like devastating to watch just because I know how hard she is, how much she cares about other people's opinions. And you know, she's been in, like it said at the end of the doc, like over, I think it said over 40 films. And like, she wants to be recognized for her work and by her peers. And yeah, that whole campaign, it was devastating.
Yeah. And so she ultimately did not get an Oscar nom. But that was the year that it was like Kathy Bates, Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, Margot Robbie, and Laura Dern. So J-Lo didn't even get a nomination. And all of the nominees in that category were white women.
Wow. Just so surprised.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
But it's so true. I just... and to not even give Hustlers got no nominations, by the way.
Yeah,
that's what's wild, because I watched the movie when it came out. I felt like it was really cool, really different. And then when you see, you know, the movies that were nominated, right? Like Richard Jewell, Centered Around a White Man, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, and Bombshell, and Marriage Story. Like, it's wild that Hustlers, which was all women of color, at least a majority women of color, story, and just like didn't get any recognition. It's just at this point, it's just laughable as to how biased all of this is.
And this is like years after Oscar's So White too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I felt like the only kind of acclaim that the movie got was like objectifying the women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like, I remember at the time of J-Lo's actual halftime show, a lot of the press was about like, oh wow, there was a stripper pole and there were people like, what am I gonna tell my children? Like, I literally saw someone say like, oh, what am I gonna tell my children about this? And I was like, oh wow, we are in a bad spot, because it was just such an amazing performance. Like, that is the last thing I would take away from it.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, be good parents, maybe that's what you should tell your Like, how about that? Because I'm so tired of us having to do parenting for everyone else.
I literally was like, well, what am I going to tell you about, like, women existing?
And sex work. Like, seriously.
It's
embarrassing. But.
Oh, no.
Is there anything else? Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, probably we're doing all these things.
She back. Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else about halftime that we missed? I feel like we did a pretty good job about the main stuff.
Yeah, I think so too. I just, for me personally, as the American, the Biden nomination was interesting and I felt like tears coming up again, but I think it wasn't necessarily him being nominated. But it was more, I think that like, wow, I forgot at that moment in time, we had so much hope for the country that things were going to change and that, oh, maybe we made it out and look at us now. So, oh, that was really hard. But the little girl singing Let's Get Loud was, I think, the best part of the documentary.
Yeah.
I liked her time with her family and then seeing how her brain works in terms of like the performance of it all.
Oh, very much that. Agreed.
Absolutely. I have still the IMDb for Made in Manhattan open because I was checking that was Ralph Fiennes and I'm like, oh, do I watch Made in Manhattan like tonight?
It's so maybe? Good. And
I
Tyler
watch
Posey.
It all the time.
So yeah, good. Me too. Is it my favorite Jennifer Lopez rom-com? I like Wedding Planner too.
Yeah, I was like, Wedding Planner is a good one. But she like pretends to be Greek, which is weird.
Okay, yeah. But you know what? Also, I feel like what am I thinking? I feel like Monster in Law is like underrated.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I know. Second Act is also really good.
Yes, yeah.
The Breakup Plan, hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, Monster in Law. Yeah, Monster in Law.
She's just turning out hit after hit. She
and of course, Selena.
Well, yeah. That goes without saying.
Yeah, but I was like, that's not our.
But also, we should say it.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God. Not just roles where she's in service of people. But yeah, just so that's what I feel like I was in it with J-Lo, but then I didn't realize just how hardworking she was. I felt like, and that just how much work she's putting in and she's bringing rom-coms back for us. So I'm just so excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Queen. But yeah, I think that wraps up halftime and there's more, halftime coverage on the Daddy Network, on Nothing But Netflix and I think that's it. So y'all should go check that out too. But you know, we have to put again our own spin on things. And I think let's talk Meghan Markle, y'all.
Yes, let's get into the royals. I am very grateful that Tori is here for this because I feel like
I'm grateful.
Knows more about the royals than I do. Like, I feel like you were here when they were here. And so it's like,
Yeah, when they like took to a $1 million mansion to hide out before moving to LA or the LA area. Yeah,
I was like, considered moving here. Can you imagine if Meghan Markle lived here?
I literally cannot.
Like, I would cry. But yeah, so you know, everyone, if you followed on the Daddy Network, I did do a wrap up of the Oprah Winfrey interview with the Sussexes. But anyway, so the bullying allegations they talked about during the interview, but towards Meghan. But before that, suspect Buckingham Palace that they are, they basically put out, well, I believe they put out, maybe I should say allegedly, bullying allegations came to light just because days before the interview is supposed to come out. Okay. And it's been, I didn't realize that only came out in 2021. Wow.
Right.
Oh my God. That just blew my mind.
You do what? But yeah, so basically they were like, Meghan's a bully, blah, blah, blah. But in the interview with Oprah, Meghan actually shares lights on like, no, actually like Kate bullied me. And I maybe said something that made Kate cry, but she been trying to get me. And then, and Harry and Meghan, you know, vigorously denied all of the accusations. And then the Finding Freedom book that details the, I think, those accusations even rescinded their own. So that's the tea on the background. But all of a sudden, this week, this report comes out that the bullying of two senior staff members took place when Meghan was a working royal, and the Sunday Times of London said the report resulted in changes to quote unquote policy and procedures governing treatment of staff of the monarchy. So, you know, the monarchy, okay, people that have colonized people and killed my people are saying that, oh, we are going to change how we treat people because of one.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, also, where it's like, oh, okay. So they have no records of any bullying ever that happened to Meghan. Mm-hmm. But strangely enough, this miraculous report comes up of two staffers that she had, quote, bullied. And I know, like, if you go back, because obviously before she was embroiled in all of the royal stuff, she was just like a mid-tier, like what, like a C-level celebrity on Suits, right? And I know that there's like blind items that talk about her being like maybe difficult to work with, maybe the same type of like quote diva like thing, but that doesn't mean a bully. And so I think that I don't know, I just think it's interesting how it's like, I wonder how much these two senior staff members got paid to make this report, allegedly.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because they're burying the report. They're saying we're not going to release it all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting. And, like, it's tough to hear that now when Meghan, during the Oprah interview, was saying that she was having suicidal ideations and telling the firm's like HR department, mm-hmm, like, I need support. So if those concerns aren't being taken seriously, like, obviously nothing of this sort would be. So yeah, I think that people are starting to maybe this is not true at all, but like, I feel like people are maybe starting to catch on to the palace's hijinks.
Well, and I also, Kate, and I know that this is gonna sound so unhinged, but I feel like a lot of the general public can like feels like they have more insight to how things work because of like the romance novels, The Royal We.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
I feel like people read that, and then like, I know that from the moment I read those books, I was like, oh, I understand how it works.
Yeah. But like, actually, The Royal We was such a serve. But it was so like funny about Kate and Prince Will, if people aren't familiar with it. And isn't it becoming a movie?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, which I'm really excited for. But you're right. Like, I think with better reporting, like, there's less biased reporting. Like, this sounds so cringe, but like on TikTok, I follow a lot of like royal experts that are like not hired by the palace. And that, so you're just getting less biased reporting. We're getting books like about Meghan and Harry's experiences, and then their interviews and conversations. And yeah, we're just hearing more about what we all knew was happening, but it was just, being buried.
And like, how, you know, the chutzpah, right? To bury it and then say it's to protect the staffers, but you didn't protect Meghan.
Well, and if it's the case, you also didn't protect the staffers who were being treated poorly. So now you care about protecting the staffers. Oh, okay.
100%. And like, the whole Meghan thing truly was probably to cover up Kate and Will's like, well, Will cheating on Kate, and then Prince Andrew being like a pedo. So
literally,
so all of the stuff, like, Meghan has had such a hard go, just from the palace.
Like, the royals are like
evil.
It's just like the Kardashians, though. Like, every little, like, if they give you a crumb of scandal, it's because they are hiding like something 100 times bigger. Like, it's like Like, oh my God, the firm should hire Kris Jenner.
And did they, that's the question. Like, did they forget, or are we, the royal, forgetting the royal that these are colonizers?
Yes, that, like, we are.
What it's, they've done.
A lot of people are forgetting that.
The queen was alive when all of this was happening. Like, what the heck? India has been free for lesser time than she's been queen.
Yeah.
Or than she's been alive, at least. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's Canada just, is still in the Commonwealth. Yeah.
Like, so is India. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's disgusting. But yeah, 100% they can just release a story about Kate wearing a dress that looks like Princess Di's outfit and we'll all forget. And like, I am totally a victim of that too, for sure.
I'm definitely guilty of it as well. But then it's like you peel back one layer and you're like, oh, right.
Yeah, 100%. It's same with the Kardashians and same with like Nate on like Euphoria.
Oh my God.
Your obsession with this man who doesn't even wear shoes in public, Tori. It's a sickness.
I can't.
I fully know.
Oh my God. But I just, it's wild that they're constantly coming for her, that she literally, not she, they had to put a damn ocean between them and the family. And I just, and I love that Megan's like, give the receipts then. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them because it's so sad that you're talking my character.
Yes, 100%. Her like treatment in the media reminds me a lot of Amber Heard of like, there's no perfect victim. Like, you can be a victim of domestic abuse or of racism, etc., and make mistakes or do stuff that are bad. And like, we just forget that with these women, and it's brutal.
Well, and that's the thing too, is it's like, I feel like, especially with like Britney's conservatorship ending, right? Everyone's like, oh, wow, look at how we treated these women in, you know, like the mid 2000s. That was horrible. We were horrible people. Like, thank God we don't do that anymore. And then like, we'll just treat any woman like trash right now. And it's like, okay, well, I guess in 15 years, people are going to be like, oh, wow, we were really monsters here.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just wrapped a different way.
Yep. And the layering, right, of women, like women of color, constantly having to, like, everything we say is like taken out of context, or not even out of context, is like seen with a lens of racism and white supremacy. And it's just not fair.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating.
Yeah. Like, the expectations of Meghan to be perfect in the royal family with like all of the protocol and all the behaviors and stuff like that when she's American, when she's didn't grow up like Kate did, when she did not have the wealth or like the privilege of like living amongst royals, and then to expect her to just behave accordingly or like behave perfectly is rich.
What, give versus the grace that was given to
Kate. Yes, 100%.
Oh my God.
I do still I never forgave Harry for the Nazi Halloween costume. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that people forget, because like, I'm all with Meghan and Harry nowadays. Like, I'm team Meghan and Harry. And then I'm like, and the Nazi costume, like, it's, yeah.
Because you know they're, that's who they are, though.
Like,
yeah.
And he's still part of that colonial family. The monarchy is horrible.
I'll also admit I was getting a chuckle from the photos of their daughter, like Harry and Meghan's daughter were getting posted, and literally the caption, like the quote tweets on every picture of their children was like, wow, Meghan's jeans didn't put up a fight. And I was dying laughing.
I know. I just feel like that's like the royal genes, though. Like, they just persevere.
No, literally, it's like, remember when Prince William was hot and now he looks just like his dad? Like, what happened? Like, what happened?
Yeah, Diana Spencer, like, genes who? Like,
no, they're not there.
Okay, but literally him becoming, like,
oh my God,
looking like Lord Voldemort is just,
honestly, you know what? I'll say it.
Karma.
That's offensive to Lord Voldemort.
Thank you. Because I was about to say it and I was like, is that wrong?
No. He was like the hottest. Like, he was what I would imagine like a prince to be in the 90s or whatever.
Everyone was obsessed with him and his blonde hair and his, like, he was an rosy athlete. And no.
Yeah.
Where did that boy go? Like, if you told me he'd been replaced, I would kind of think about that conspiracy theory.
The only replacement theory will believe it.
Oh, you don't want to get into other royal replacements?
You know, maybe not today.
Or like the Avril Lavigne one.
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, that's what, like, for a slow news week, that could be the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like where the royals being royals. And I just, if you want to know more, just follow the hashtag royals, the royals lied.
Oh my God.
The royals are over party.
Yeah, literally. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like hashtag the royal family lied is the hashtag. So you can know more tea. But also y'all, I'm in my feels because Beyonce just released the song early. Happened right now.
Oh my God.
And I'm pissed.
It's okay. Well, don't worry. We don't have a lot more to get through. And then we can review it. We can listen to the song.
It's fine.
Like, should we take a break right now and I'll listen?
Like, do I want to?
Yeah, no, we shouldn't do that.
Okay, we're professional.
Okay, before we move on, I think we should maybe take one more quick break.
Not to listen to Beyonce,
unfortunately, but we will be right back. And we're back.
Okay. Oh my God. But you know, we haven't had Kardashian Corner in a while.
And it's not because there hasn't been news. It's simply that we're so tired. I think Tori can relate to that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I feel like this is my halftime show, but also I'm so tired of the Kardashians, but I can't stop talking about them. Like, I can't, like, I am truly Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls being like, I can't stop talking about Regina George.
Yes.
And everyone's getting bored of me. Like, that's me with the Kardashians.
Some of our reviews said that too.
Like, but Kate, but who is turning out storylines like that family? Nobody.
Period. This is the American firm.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yes, literally.
Let's talk about the American royal family, who honestly probably have more influence in the world than the real royal family.
Wow. Well, in different ways, because listen, the royals got their hand in everything, okay? Ruining lives.
I will admit, though, like, every picture that comes out of the Kardashians lately, I'm like, wow, they took all of the fashion influence from Kanye and said, never mind, we don't want it. We can dress badly again.
Yeah, and very, you can stop tanning and blackfishing and all of that stuff and date white men, like, and take out our BBLs. It is just...
We'll be white again.
They decided to be white again, which, like, that is a good decision for these white women to be making, is to, you know, be white. But I feel like they could have kept, like, the fashion.
Listen, that was a whole storyline on the Kardashians.
Right? Yeah.
He was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was like a 3-episode arc that we had to watch. Like, God.
Oh God. But yeah, so the first thing I have to say, because it leads into the other stuff, is I don't know if y'all watched the Drake video, but Tristan Thompson is Drake's best man in this video. My guy Drake you know, you're a guy, Drake, maybe. I don't know. Because he's Canadian. But just kidding. I love him. I don't care.
Listen, there's some problems with his actions and like his personality.
100.
I really love, my boyfriend showed me like the big takedown like song about Drake, and
let's fight. But anyway, so yes, in Falling Back, Drake marries 23 women. Whereas 23 brides, and guess who the best man is? Mr. Tristan Thompson. Like, this is why I think Drake is so funny, because what a troll. To be like, it's either Nick Cannon or Tristan Thompson, but at least Nick Cannon admits everything. Unlike this loser. So he's like, who should I have when I marry 23? And all these women are beautiful. I mean, again, it's giving the Kardashian vibes with like their plastic surgery, but who cares? They look fire. If anyone needs ideas for their wedding dress, please go to Falling Back video, because they got some for everyone. It's beautiful. It's honestly size inclusive, but you know, still beautiful dresses. And yeah, so the serial cheater, this loser, goes, you ready? And then I love that Drake, and he tells Drake, you know, if it doesn't feel right, we'll scrap it and we'll go home. What has never felt right to this man, you know? Because you know what shouldn't have felt right to you? Having sex with someone the day of your birthday, when your baby mama was throwing a party for you, and you're over here impregnating other women. How about that?
Yes. Not impregnating.
So bad. And like, I think he probably did it for the headlines, or maybe like
100%, because here we are.
Yeah. And like, or the Toronto connection, because I'm pretty sure Tristan is from.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. The greater Toronto area. But like, it was painful to watch. It was absolutely painful.
It's like a lot.
It was so horrible. I was like, that's messy as hell.
He has no shame. He truly has no shame.
Okay, Drake said, if I can't have Rihanna, I'll have every other woman.
Correct. He's just filling that hole.
Nothing can fill that.
No, obviously. No,
he'll be chasing that high till he dies.
Forever, literally forever.
He said, 23 and me, please.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who knows? Honestly, in like 15, 16 years, like, just think of all of the 23andMe drama that is going to come out from all of these celebs. Like, because these are just the babies we know about, right?
Yeah.
You know there's going to be more. Well, and with Drake, like, who knows? Like,
yes.
He kept one baby secret for a long time.
Listen, yeah. I only love my bed and my mom. He said it. We just didn't catch it. Get it together, people.
I just think that you are really,
middle name.
You're really defending like a lot here. Sasha, this is like you.
I know.
He doesn't need defending.
At least not defending T.I., okay?
That's true. You know what? That's true.
Listen, I know. I could draw a line sometimes. But anyway, so that's just like the start, because that's what sets up, y'all have to talk about this faking the family meeting moment. Oh my God. Tori, have you caught up on the Kardashians?
Yes. And
oh
like,
my God. Yes,
it's please. So frustrating, because they made such a big deal about moving to Hulu, and then they just produced like a very similar show. And this is exactly what they did on Keeping Up. Like, there was a, not a column, but like a reoccurring segment on, are you thinking about this, like on Jezebel? Continuity errors.
Yes.
That literally would just point out what exactly happened on this episode. And it was so frustrating, but it makes so much sense, because it is the day after, the family finds out about Tristan's third child, and they're talking about how they should like approach it as a family, and Khloé's supposed to turn up, but she doesn't. And then they're just talking about it so emotionless and like, so like it was a far away event.
Yeah.
And so it just makes so much sense that that was filmed later on.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, and I just love how folks figured it out because it was Courtney's outfit yes. and nails, which is how people figured out Kylie's pregnancy too, is her nails. And they said, no.
This is the people that have like the most money. Like you'd think you could go get a fill or something to like hide it.
Yeah, it's because they just don't care and they just get away with it anyways. Exactly. And like people like us care and we'll read the articles and we'll talk about it. But 99% of the audience is just watching the show and moving on with their lives.
I'm literally sitting here like looking at Kim Kardashian's Instagram right now. Because like, mm-hmm. you know, in response to this like staged family meeting, like Kim has been posting a lot about Pete and like they're on vacation now and there's all these photos. And I'm literally like, did she get her BBL back? Or are these photos old?
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Because it doesn't look like how she's looked lately.
Do you feel like it's angles, like as in Photoshop, where she's like, I'm thinking of getting my BBL back.
I guess, actually, you know what? Now that you say that, I'm seeing some warping.
Oh, yeah, like, that makes a lot of sense.
On the ground. Because I'm like, what is going on? Like, I know this is not the ass she has right now, but yeah, no.
And she's putting out
she's like walking. Swimsuit. Yeah, she's like walking in like a shadow of like,
yeah,
yes.
Like, try and hide it. But if you like look, you can see a little bit of.
And that looks horrible. I'm sorry. I don't want to comment on her body, but like, if you see the sideways view, it doesn't look the same as the back.
It sits there. It looks like, yeah,
it looks saggy as hell.
Honestly, it's probably just like photoshopped.
Yeah, because I feel like they read all the headlines.
Yes.
And so if people are starting to talk about it, I bet that they're trying to make the transition smoother, like,
yes,
like editing.
It's like, well, you're too late, we already know.
Yeah, editing it and then like just over time it gets smaller. Yeah,
but they're not good at that. That's the problem.
But they try so hard, but again, yes. It's like such a small percentage of the people that would pay attention to this type of stuff, because if you're just scrolling through Instagram, you would not think twice.
Yeah. No. Like, which she posted one into her story that's like, wow, Pete passes like the boyfriend content pass. And I'm like, this is so edited.
Yeah. Like, I know. It's like, again, setting it up at like framing it as a candid photo when we know these were taken and then immediately sent to someone to edit.
Yeah.
Who edits? You know, like, first of all, let's fight that person. but like, or they should, but it just, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't look good. Like, and I think Kim Kardashian is pretty. I do. But my, these swimsuit pics look wild as hell. Oh my God, it's so bad. I don't know why I keep
like
watching.
Just, and then like on the People website, you like keep scrolling down and it goes to the next like article. Yes. And then the next article shows a picture from the Met Gala and it's like, that's a different person.
Yes, completely. 100%.
Talking about, I'm aware, 10 Spanx. And we didn't even talk about the dress because.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, that zipper was struggling for its life. Okay. We all know.
It wasn't zipped up.
It wasn't fully zipped. Yeah. So.
Yeah. They clipped it. So. Yeah, and that's what happens when you wear a garment that, not defending her for even like wearing it, but it's like, what did you expect when she's wearing a garment that's like 80 years old or whatever, 60 years
exactly.
old?
And like, it's been in a museum. It's not been like actually properly preserved either, too.
Yeah.
Like, Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's like, it's not at the Louvre. Like,
yeah, or the Met.
I mean, yeah, like, honestly, I feel like it's a dress that should be at like the Met.
Yeah. But it just got, I think, auctioned with all of Marilyn's other possessions, and they must have been the one that highest.
Blech.
Oof. But yeah. So these people are wild out here. Okay, just like, just remember, if you're comparing yourself, especially to these people, it ain't it. Okay. And I love that also. I just have to share this for Father's Day, right? People are like, Khloé and Tristan are back. I don't think they're back together. It's just like, people are just getting the clicks out of it, which is great, whatever. But I will say I'm very frustrated that they keep calling him a good father. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, like Chris did a Father's Day post about him. But then again, it's like, well, the headline would be bigger if she just left him out and she thanked everybody else. So I feel like it's kind of a no-win situation, but I think that that's been like the hardest part of this whole, for me personally, the hardest part has been like just how they've continued to praise him up until literally now. Like, so
it's just, they will always choose their brand over anything else, whether that's their own feelings, the implications of what they're doing. Like, they're a family, but even more than that, they're a business. And we have to like always remind ourselves of that, because if you forget even for a second, you like so easily can get sucked in.
Absolutely.
Ugh. It's wild. But yeah, so that's what I wanted to bring up. That's our Kardashian corner, unless we have anything else. Just calling this man a good dad.
What was the tweet that Kim posted the other day that was like, it was about Pete thinking, it was the name of one of the children, which child?
Oh, their name, right? Getting their name wrong.
He thought Rain was named Raymond.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I did laugh at that.
It's so funny. Like, and they, again, what are they distracting from?
Yeah, exactly. It's like definitely this Tristan stuff, but also probably more that we'll find out about when they're trying to hide something even worse.
Yeah, well, I think the two things that they're currently trying to hide, like Rob Kardashian just settled the revenge porn case with Black China. Like, that verdict was revealed, I think, today. So
it will be.
That they're settling outside of court. They're not going to trial. And then there's still that like Kris Jenner like sexual harassment stuff that's going on. So I feel like and like the skin like name stuff, like there's so much stuff that they're always trying to hide.
Also, you posted, because we obviously haven't talked about Kim's new like skincare line, with the 2Ks. It was you, Tori, who posted like it's marketed as like reusable containers and refills, but it's literally like a whole plastic container, and you open it and you pull out a whole plastic container, and then you just put it in. It's like they've just added a second layer of plastic to the original product to try and make you seem like you're being environmentally friendly. I watched that video like probably 10 times in a row because I just could not believe what I was seeing with my own eyes.
I know. I like literally screamed, because when she was like, oh yeah, the packaging is reusable, so you can just buy refills. I'm like, that's so cool, especially with skincare bottles, because you go through them so quickly. And it, usually when you have a skincare routine, you're like using a product for like years. And so I'm like, that's genius. And then, and I like, what do I expect from someone who owns a $150 million private jet?
That she just takes on a joyride.
Did you show that off the other day too?
Yeah, she was like, here's my jet. Here's what it looks like. Sometimes I just fly it around.
And the sustainability packing is so ugly. Like, why are you even doing this if you're going to make it look like that? Oh, I don't know. I would never buy their stuff, especially this skincare stuff, because I feel like they're like on purpose being obtuse about how horrible to the environment they are.
That Kim's swimwear is like really good. But then I'm like, no, don't give them a single penny.
I know. A friend definitely texted me being like, let's buy a Skims bodysuit today. And I was like, I kind of want one, just because like, it actually, and that's why I like Skims is such a good idea in comparison of this like cash grab skincare line, because like it's a well-made product that everyone raves about, and it makes sense. Like, she is the queen of shapewear, but this skincare line seems like such a farce. I will say though, the Hailey Bieber one is getting really good reviews, and listened to a TikToker talk about the ingredients. I was going to say chemicals. The ingredients in all of the products. And it seems like pretty legit. So I would, if anyone is going to buy a celebrity skincare one, maybe try Rode Beauty instead of Skin.
Yeah.
But also, here's the thing. It's 2022. My skincare routine is locked. Like,
right?
Like, truly. What? I'm going to add a new product in. I've just finally gotten things under mostly control, knock on wood.
Yeah, as I'm having like a horrendous flare up. But yes. And like, again, like, just buy like CeraVe. Like, I don't know. Just buy like a science based brand.
Honestly, like, wait. If you're going to buy any skincare products that you see on social media, actually, this is the wildest one. The Bloom Meltdown Acne Oil actually is like legit. Highly recommend.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it like is miraculous.
I love it. Look at us. We're giving you content and great recommendations.
And skincare advice.
Period.
When you can't see our faces, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You can go.
You know what we look like.
All out on Instagram and you can see our beautiful skin. Okay.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. We'll probably post our pictures eventually.
Maybe when this episode drops, I'll post our like failed piggyback pictures to the Mess Magnet Twitter because they're pretty funny.
yes. Yeah, I think the last thing I just wanted to bring up, what pose did everyone buy? Because Beyonce's new single is out, like I said. And I just have to say, I am that person that paid the money to get a pose, which is a shirt, a poster, I believe, and a CD. Where I'm going to play the CD, don't ask.
Where are you going to put the poster?
In my podcasting office. What do you mean?
Okay.
Fair enough.
Listen. We had an immediate response. Okay, fine.
Period. And did I think to buy more? Yes. I'm just sad that number 4 was sold out before I could buy it because that's her favorite number. And mine.
Yeah, if anyone has pose number 4 and is willing to trade with Sasha, please reach out at Mess Magnets on Twitter and we can make a deal.
Yes, let's make a deal because, listen, I'm dying. And thank you to Chappelle for retweeting it, making fun of it so I could buy it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have even known.
No, I mean, I would have. And they're still not sold out post 2 and 3. So I'm really just like, oh, my God, I hope I get good ones, but it's fine. Okay. But yeah, I'm excited. Next week we'll have the Beyonce review because I can't believe she dropped it early.
Yeah, we'll touch on Beyonce next week, but
yes,
that will be the only like pop culture thing.
Oh yes, not me because, already forgetting.
Yeah, no, how dare you, Sasha? Next week we are going to be joined by Rob Sesternino himself, CEO of the Daddy Network, is joining us, and it is going to be an Oops All Anonymous episode. So if you have mess for us, submit it to tinyurl.com/messmagnets because we are doing all anonymous next week. And it is going to be so much fun. We asked Rob if you'd like to join us and he literally said it would be a dream come true because he loves anonymous more than anybody else.
He's our number one fan.
He's the number one anonymous fan for sure. Exactly. So that is what is coming next week.
Oh, I love it. And it's
hilarious.
I can't wait. So send us all your wild, wild mess because that's what we need. Okay. We need to like scandalize Rob.
Like, listen, we know it was Father's Day this past weekend. A lot of you spent time with family. There's gotta be drama related to that.
Yes!
Send the drama.
Yes. Please. Oh my goodness.
Father's Day mess. Oh, and then the Daddy Network. Oh my God. Look at us.
It's perfect. It's perfect synergy. Kismet. If you have like
we just love it.
Dad drama or daddy drama, honestly. Yes, we'll accept both.
Listen, daddy drama.
Daddy drama,
it.
Yes.
We need it. Yes.
Tori, thank you for joining us for this truly unhinged adventure.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a dream. Can you tell people one more time where they can find you if they want to listen to your podcast, which is like more like a more organized and like better resource. Like it's just like the better version of us, like in every single way. Tori brings on amazing guests and like it always sounds like she's been best friends with them forever. And then I'm like, wow, is Tori fake? Like, does she even like
I am such a fake bitch though, but like
I'm dead.
But no, it's also my genuine personality. Hey, that is like the nicest thing. It's definitely not a more organized.
Yes, it is.
I heard it.
I feel like it's like the same vibe. So if you're enjoying Mess Magnets, you can find Ready to Be Petty on all podcast platforms, and you can find me at RTBP Podcast on all socials.
Yes, they're really fun. I love her Instagram stories. I live for them.
Yeah, she does like little temperature checks after every podcast. I am like voting in the polls and like responding to the polls. And I'll be voting. Like, where's my option that aligns with my specific life experience?
I love it.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
Tori is the only person I know in my city that I don't know through my sister or my current job. And so I'm just like,
okay, let's go for a walk soon. Then.
Literally, we're like best vibes, even though you have a whole life here. I'm like, no,
I love this.
No. Oh my God.
No. Oh my God. Anyways, sorry.
No. We love it. Thank you so much, Tori, for being here. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Seriously.
And Sasha, if people are looking to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04 and over on Silent Podcast, where I'll probably be talking challenge soon. Just y'all, Beyonce lyric is "Bae is back and I'm sleeping good at night," and that's it. Like that, I can't.
Because
I am gonna sleep good tonight. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited to listen.
Period. And Kirsten, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on all platforms at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can catch me recapping BoJack Horseman every week with Lindsay Wilson over on BoJack Horse Pod, and covering Riverdale every week with Mary over on Kowski Cast. That's cow with a K. And if you are listening and you love Mess Magnets, please, please, please rate us 5 stars on your podcatcher of choice. Subscribe to the podcast. It really, really helps people find the podcast. I know we sound like dorks and like beggars, but like it actually is really, really important that you review and you download and like remember the multi-level mess. Like you need to find 3 friends and then they can find 3. Like it would really help us a lot if you could just like download it on your elderly relatives.
But because they deserve fun too.
Yeah, maybe they'll one day listen by accident and then like your grandma will know about the Kardashians. I'm like, wouldn't that be a treat for you?
Look at us bringing families together but, like, since 2022.
Maybe don't get them to listen to this episode where we openly laughed about an elderly.
If your grandma isn't throwing rocks at elephants, we're good. Your grandma can listen.
But yes, we will. Anyways, yes, please. 5 stars ratings. Tweet us at Mess Magnets. Submit your mess. tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And we'll be back next week for Oops All Anonymous with our obsessed Nino. So we will see you then.